From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Trump has met with British Prime Minister Theresa May today, and leaders of Indonesia, Japan, and China also on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Hamburg, Germany. He met with Russian President Vladimir Putin. We get more from VOA's Luis Ramirez.
It was the most highly anticipated event of this G20 summit. U.S. President Donald Trump sat down with the Russian leader for the first time on the sidelines of the two-day gathering. The meeting was cordial, with Trump telling Putin the U.S. looks forward to, in his words, a lot of very positive things happening for Russia and for the United States. Putin told Trump he was delighted to meet him personally. Trump told Putin he was honored to meet him.
Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Hamburg.
Former U.S. Ambassador to NATO Kurt Volker has been named to serve as special representative for Ukraine negotiations. The announcement comes ahead of Rex Tillerson's first official visit to Kiev Sunday, where he will meet with President Petro Poroshenko to discuss ways to help end the conflict in eastern Ukraine and support its ongoing reform efforts. Iraqi security forces say they expect today to declare victory in Mosul, which would bring an end to the Iraqi half of the Islamic State caliphate. Iraqi forces are using coalition airstrikes and ground support for the offensive to take back Mosul. Months of fighting has devastated much of the old city, including the landmark 850-year-old Ground El Nuri Mosque and its leaning 45-meter that jihadists recently blew up. The United Nations has predicted that it will cost more than $1 billion to repair Mosul's basic infrastructure. This is VOA News. The South Korean military says U.S. bombers jointly with South Korean forces conducted rare live fire drills near the border with North Korea. The military said two U.S. B-1B Lancers deployed from Anderson Air Base in Guam, joined by U.S. and South Korean jet fighters, dropped weapons in a simulated destruction of an enemy ballistic missile launcher in underground facilities. Meanwhile, President Obama's special envoy for North Korea human rights, Robert King, is calling for a selective travel ban after the death of a 22-year-old American college student held by the Kim Jong-un regime.
If we do impose some kind of travel ban, it should be selective travel ban. People ought not to be going there for tourism. To run in the Pyongyang Marathon, no, people shouldn't be doing that. On the other hand, for people who are involved in humanitarian efforts, medical assistance, for example, to North Koreans for multidrug-resistant tuberculosis, there's probably even some merit in terms of having that happen.
King's comments came after the death on June 19th of Otto Warmbier, a University of Virginia student who had been detained in North Korea for more than a year. Warmbier returned to the U.S. in a coma. It remains unclear what happened in North Korea leading to his death. He was detained for allegedly stealing a propaganda poster from a hotel in January 2016. The United States is arranging for an American doctor to visit China to examine ailing Chinese dissident Liu Xiaobo, who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2010 when he was in prison for his long and nonviolent struggle for fundamental human rights in China. The 61-year-old was sentenced to 11 years in prison in 2009 for what is said of inciting subversion of state power after he helped write a petition known as Charter 8 that called for democratic reforms there. He was granted medical parole in late June to a hospital in China's northeastern city to be treated for late-stage liver cancer. While militant groups like Boko Haram and Al-Shabaab have killed nearly 20,000 people across Africa in recent years, fatal terrorist attacks across the continent are on pace to fall for a second straight year, and the total number of attacks is currently running far below 2012 highs. Thousands of troops patrolled Indian Kashmir Saturday as authorities imposed widespread restrictions to foil protests planned for the anniversary of a local militant leader whose killing in 2016 by armed forces has pulled the Himalayan region into a fresh spiral of violence after several years of relative peace. Internet services were shut down and police raised barricades between neighborhoods, shops, and businesses remain closed. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.